Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I start to just adjust myself a little bit. And I move one way, I move the other way. And then I the leather part of the bar stool shoots out from under my ass like a frisbee.
Uh-oh.
And it goes down. I collapse from the 4 feet of bar stool, and I go straight down.
I said, Julia, why are you here, though? Why are you at this little shopping center? We don't usually come here. She said, well, we were hungry, and I wanted to go to Chipotle, but Caleb wanted Subway, so we came to Subway. And I looked at Caleb, and I said,
You're caused fault, this! Caleb. I looked at Carl. I said, man, this just gets me down. I said, can you tell me something to build me up, to lift my spirits, to make me feel like I'm... Can you say anything to me? And Carla, she's so kind. She looked me in the eye. Our eyes met and she said, you said I didn't have to do that anymore.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
So the last time that I went to the hygienist to get my biannual, is that when you get it twice a year?
Yeah, biannual would be every 2 years, so biannual would be twice a year.
Twice a year. I got my biannual cleaning, and I have become obsessed with taking the toothbrush and brushing to the point of pain the lower front teeth because she said you can... Most people, and she was right, I was included in this, most people ignore the lower brushing of the lower right here.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you look like a skeleton. Teeth.
And so, yeah, where it's just like, you're gonna die down there, little girl. Hello, little girl.
My problem area is always the back of the bottom teeth. That's where they spend most of the whole time.
You went years before you even
lost. But now I have dazzling gingiva of a teenager now. If it's all come back.
Well, because what? Because you floss regularly?
Every day. Every day since I think the first Christmas of the podcast, Zoolander got me placards, and I like them a lot.
Well, that's what
they can also stab you.
The placards are what I use for my soon to be five-year-old because they're easier to use. Yeah. You don't like wrapping the floss around your fingers.
Mike, motor skills are not my strong point. And if I can take anything out of the picture, it's great.
Is it difficult, Rob, for you to get to your gums? I mean, when you use the placards, are your teeth? My question is, are your teeth tight together? So
no.
Is it an effort for you to get the floss down?
My teeth are the spacing of my teeth are pretty good. I think. Oh, no sawing. Never a sawing.
Is it
motion?
A team effort?
No, but I don't like,
you're
know
what? You're not supposed to saw. You're supposed to go up and down.
I don't like the putting of the floss on my finger because it gets tight and your fingers turn purple.
I think.
Okay, well, that's true if you do that.
I think what Mike is trying to say is that do you have to place it and then Carrie grabs a rubber mallet and then pushes it down?
Or
that's
does
when
it
we
easily
started.
Go down to your gum line?
It's easy. It's easy passage. Easy passage.
I have one space. I think it is on my upper left side, which because of some sort of dog tooth shard shears off the Glide floss that I use. I've cussed the Gore company and their maker, the makers of Glide floss, for multiple years now because my floss breaks.
Maybe that,
especially when I'm in a hurry.
Maybe that's more like the Panama Canal, where you actually have to go through locks before you get to the tooth.
That's
true. There's a way of doing it.
An angle?
If you saw in any way, you're going to shred that floss. And by the way, I've always thought this. I don't think I'm the only one that breaks floss on a regular basis. I think floss breaks all the time. Even the Glide stuff that a lot of people use.
Yes, all brands. Oral-B.
Oral-B. I think it... Well, there's Oral-B... No, it's Johnson's that's made out of rope. I could tie a boat up with it. That's a main reference that I'm going to use here right now. But Rob mentioned that my teeth look whiter than ever, and I said, no, they don't.
You were mugging to the camera, be honest.
My teeth are, well, because now with our better television presentation,
yes,
which you can find on YouTube.
YouTube. Yeah,
Mike O'Mara Show channel on YouTube. And get all, if you don't get a chance to, or if you listen to the show, the audio podcast, and you stream us live, you can enjoy it there.
Sure.
But if you're later listening, you want to enjoy our YouTube channel, you can watch the whole show. And we make it available every day. And our numbers are improving for that. And we're very happy. And so check it out on YouTube. And,
remember, you can subscribe by click the bell icon.
I said, Rob, I got to work on my resting bitch face.
Yeah, you do. You do. But I don't notice it anymore.
So,
You've been doing the show so long, but you can't do that. Like when Rob and I are like guffawing about something and you're going,
it's like we now cut to a shot of Easter Island.
Yeah.
So, keep the camera off my resting bitch face.
RBF.
It was one of the actual less Oscar sightings on this little break that we had than I normally have. Normally, I have a lot of Oscar sightings. Usually, a little kid, little Hispanic kids that all look like Oscar.
And they're going to grow up to be looking like Oscar?
Yes. Yeah. Well, of course.
Yes.
Of course. They grow the beard and they look like like Oscar.
They look like cartel leaders.
That's right. But and they all never,
glad you're flossing.
Never smile.
Rob noticed my teeth. I said, my teeth haven't changed. I'm just very, very obsessive about, because one of the hygienists said to me, oh, you see, people ignore the lower front and yours, this is where all the plaque is.
And the hooks. Now, you get the hooks.
Now not as much as, because she's got state-of-the-art technology back in Florida.
Right.
Here.
How's the dentistry in Maine?
I just relax your lower jaw. This shouldn't hurt a little bit. Uh-oh. I got this pad and that. Oh, hold on. A piece of rust just flecked off my tool. There we go. How you doing with that, sir? All right. You want some laughing gas? Martha, get him some laughing gas. There we are.
Maine is great if you want to see a drill that still you can see that's run by strings and pulleys.
Yeah.
Pedal faster, Martha.
No, and you
like
basically
a loom?
That's when you pick your dentist based on his quad strength. Because he can pedal faster. Do you know what I don't talk about it as much as I used to on the old show. Dr. Novi.
Yeah.
God rest his soul. He's bug food somewhere. Dr. Novi, in his dentist office, he was such a sadist. This is why I grew up. How I can even find my way into a dentist's office now is beyond me, because I was so petrified. It was my small town, my little town of Glastonbury, named after England, because that's where the settlers came from, I guess. Now it's a music festival. And we would go to Dr. Novi, the one dentist in town.
You know, hey, it's a great gig if you can have it. You know, if you're the one guy.
The town dentist.
Yeah.
You know, and my mom would come in, you know, smoking a cigarette. You know, hey, Ben. Ben Novi, whatever his name
Novi
was.
Kane.
Ron Novi. He came to our house for parties. Yeah. He was the dentist. So he could do whatever the F he wanted. This is why I think kids were molested. Not that my dentist was
Wow, it's quite the leap, Mike.
I don't think I was never touched by Dr. Novi. But I was injured it was painful. It was a painful
not thing. In your privates.
In his office, he had the, at the time, which would probably be a state-of-the-art dentist chair. Now it would look like an antique.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's back in the day. In his office, in the corner, I guess it was decorative, he had an old, ye old antique dentist drill with a pedal on it.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Fisher had the same thing.
Yeah,
when I was
sick
a kid.
F's.
Yeah.
They're sick.
Yeah.
What better way to terrorize a child than to walk in and see this monstrosity, this Civil War surgeon nasty drill that they're going to drill your teeth with?
I remember thinking, this looks like something that Crispin Glover would have in his antique sex dungeon. It just looks
it's
like
terrible.
Nothing
is
that
the
should
most
be in there.
If yours
horrifying.
Was anything like mine, it was the most horrifying.
I remember seeing
ever see.
Strings and pulleys.
Yes.
Yes.
Strings, that, and then that, and you just go up and down.
And
it's
really
like, it's like a spinning wheel.
Gilligan's Island stuff.
That's Dennis
like
Schick.
Talk about your troubles and you'll never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the steering wheel turn.
I'm sorry. Spinning wheels.
Spinning wheel, got to go round the running, failing highway. Did you find a directing sign within your mind to tell you the truth that are real?
Wasn't that like a song about an acid trip or something like that?
I don't know what it was about.
I don't even know
what
song that is.
So what were you saying, Oscar?
Is.
I'm sorry.
I want Pony Boy to turn up.
Here comes.
Spinning wheel. You've never heard this, have you? Spinning wheel.
What goes
There it is.
Oh, yeah. I know the song.
Cowbell coming in. Listen, ready?
Spinning wheel.
There you go.
Got to go round. Wow.
Spinning wheel.
Talking about your children in Dr. Novi's office.
Light a painted pony. Let the spinning wheel spin.
That's an acid trip.
Yeah, it's got to be a drug trip to your dentist's office.
A drug
office.
Trip.
Dr. Novik's acid.
59 years old. They find out it's a drug trip.
Right? Gotta be. Yeah, kill that. That's horrible.
I never knew that was about Oscar. A drug song, man.
It's drug song. Thank you.
Trippy, baby.
I was asking Pony to turn up his talkback volume as he's in the production studio.
We have any interns on campus?
We do.
Today?
We've got multiple. We've got Andrea and we've got Dan, the fan man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. You know, I no longer see the interns because they're back in the bowels of Podcast Village.
Yes.
So I don't see what's going on. But there are television cameras and
yes.
lights and all that. But me,
Dan is working the pedals today for the podcast.
Oh, is he really in the spinning wheel?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
I actually thought of Dan, the fan man, multiple times because there was a handful of 4th of July sales for the fan store.
Yes.
There's one in Fairfax. There's another in
Fanfax.
Yeah. And then there's one.
I'm sorry, Fair Fan.
Yes. And then Rock Fan.
Rock
Maryland.
Fan, sure.
Rock Fan, Maryland. No, Rock Fan. Rock Fan Merriman. Rock Fan Merriman.
Merriman. Rockville Merriman.
We've been off for a week. We got to get our timing
down. And I was sitting here. I was like, man, if Dan the Fan Man would just approach any of these people.
Oh,
and
I believe that.
I think you said it in passing.
Yes.
He'd be
a regular character. Look at him. He's telegenic.
Yeah, he would totally.
Well, the angle would depend on
he
the
would
angle.
Totally. If I was the owner of. The Rockville Marathon, right?
Right.
I just got an idea. You know how we've tasked ourselves with like three little ideas to when we eventually have our pre-show meeting. We're not doing that anytime soon, but we all were tasked with doing that on our little break too, because we all were always on, always working.
Always.
I think it would be wonderful.
Mike, the guys. I'm sorry.
I think it'd be wonderful for someone, part of our crew, to produce a Dan the Fan Man television commercial and debut it on the stage of the Zappos Theater in Las Vegas.
I love that idea.
I think we could do that.
I think we can let the interns do it.
Let the interns do it. Rob, you could maybe help with editing, but let them produce it. Let them produce it. And put him in different. Where is he? Is he out there?
Yeah, he can come in here.
Daniel, come in, Daniel.
I'm put him on point.
Yes.
Do you think he's gonna? Will his head explode if I ask him about this?
No.
What intern would be? No, it can't be Adrian. He can't. Do
no,
it.
No, no. Mike.
Who's, yes.
Dan, the fan man, can do this.
Right. Yeah,
he's turned his page.
Excuse me.
He has.
He had a great encounter when
he came in. Oscar, it was so great. Oscar came sweeping in, and Dan said, "Hi, Oscar." And Oscar said, "Hey, sorry I didn't text you back. I was on vacation."
Yes.
And just walked right by.
Dan.
Yes, Mike.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic.
Fantastic. Get it? Hey, Dan, I've got an idea for you.
Go ahead.
You and the rest of the interns get together for a Las Vegas style show. It's not a style show. It's a Las Vegas show.
Las Vegas show.
For a Las Vegas show on the stage of the Zappos Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada, we're going to task you guys with producing a real television commercial for Dan the Fan Man.
Ah.
Yeah.
This
see you later.
This is
a That's
chance
it.
Of a lifetime.
There it is. Thank you. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
All right.
Do you appreciate the fact that we made this offer?
I do.
That's
yeah.
nice.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you
the door.
All right, get out of here.
Don't worry about it. Task somebody that won't let the head explode.
Luckily, he's in the right place for this to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't
right.
have to
and
pull out a handy camera.
I want video like on the streets of Washington.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh,
yeah.
Like, and I want in front of the Lincoln Memorial, yeah. in front of the Washington Monument.
Of course.
Mike, I'm not going to tell them what to do or how to do it, but Uncle Sam suit.
Uncle Sam suit, yeah.
Uncle
Only for
fan.
One shot, though.
Uncle
Only
fan.
For one shot.
Right.
Statue of Liberty, only one shot.
In the metro.
Spinning a sign.
Trench coat, a bunch of fans inside his trench coat.
The metro, down in the metro,
yeah,
down
in
the bowels of
the
metro.
Bowels, yeah.
And then like
Roslyn.
The dream scenario for me would be they put the finishing touches on. Well, how many interns are coming to Las Vegas since it's on?
Oh,
well,
I'm not paying for them this year.
Anyone. I know you're not paying for anyone. So we'll probably
everybody
have to
know
take
that.
It with us.
We might have to go intern free for a week and a half so they can drive.
Yeah. So I would say great. That I know Dan will find his way there.
I mean,
he's the most industrious, and I know Debbie, you're gonna make it happen.
Yeah,
that's right,
his
very
mom.
Good.
But everybody else, don't know. Caravan.
Right, that counts as my fourth idea. Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Good for
very
you.
Good. Big win. Big win.
Did everybody
for
brush? Did everybody brush and floss this morning?
Yes,
absolutely.
So let me take a look at you, Oscar. Okay, that looks very good. Let me see you, Rob. beautiful.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Good.
Let me, all right, let me check on mine. Hold on just a second. I just want this one feels like it might be, this might be a little loose here. Let me see.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Start the show, Rob. Jesus Christ.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Wow, Dr. Pym. Like, who would have thought that once again, in your hour of need, that you would turn to us, you know?
Not me.
Help yourself.
Hey, what's up with the fancy pastry? We got to keep the food budget down.
Well, what are we supposed to have for breakfast?
The oatmeal packets.
Oatmeal packets?
It's insult.
Why is it an insult?
Because it tastes like sand.
You know why? It's because it's organic.
No,
that's
it's
why.
Not organic. It's sand.
It's the most important meal of the day.
You know what? You can get creative with it.
Break teeth.
I'll put a little brown sugar on it. You put some cinnamon. Put a little honey.
Guys, come on, man. We got bigger fish to fry.
Is that my desk?
Yeah.
What?
Why do I have such a small desk?
Well, because you weren't there when we were choosing desks.
You snooze, you lose.
Well, I was under house arrest.
Yeah.
You know what? This isn't even a desk. This is garbage. You found this outside amongst garbage.
I got it at a rummage sale.
So you save money on my desk?
Guys!
Hope, please. We need to focus, all right? We gotta find that lab already. Jeez.
Hiya, champ. How was school today?
Ha ha ha. All right, get your jokes out now. Can you fix the suit?
So cranky.
You want a juice box and some string cheese?
Do you really have that?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Vivid Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, or something. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide radio show and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. And if you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS is always ready to hear from you. With our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday phone calls, our show's an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please, let us hear from you. All over the world, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How about that?
Yes,
after a brief break.
We're back, baby.
Hiatus or so.
We're back.
Our show is brought to you today by Fixed. Let me hold that up for you to see that. See that? That's Fixed.
Oh, I love it.
Ooh.
Can you see that?
Yes.
That's what is Fixed? Hey, when your car's check engine light comes on, you panic, right?
Of course.
You don't know if it's simple maintenance or something more serious. We're all keeping our cars a little longer nowadays, and you don't want to rely on some shady mechanic to tell you the problem, especially where when you're up in a land that you're not up in regularly, and you don't trust people because every other business is an auto shop. That's why you need Fixed. That's F-I-X-D. I love Fixed. I am gifting it to my favorite lobsterman, Mr. Zach Piper.
Ooh, he will love Zach it. He'll love it.
43 cars. Mm-hmm. He has 43 trucks. Mm-hmm. They're in his yard now. And Fixed is like a health monitor for your car. It connects to the free Fixed app on your smartphone, and it scans your car for problems and tells you what's wrong with your car. Fixed alerts you to over 7,000 potential issues, so you never have to wonder or guess. Imagine telling the mechanic what to do instead of him telling you what you need. Pretty cool, isn't
yeah,
that?
Yeah, very cool.
You can do it. It's amazing how simple it is. Zach popped this in. I was sitting there with him, and he popped it into the truck, and we looked at the app. And, you know, with this particular truck, it's his skiff truck.
Which yeah.
Loads his little skiff into the water. There are only 73 problems wrong with that skiff truck. this can save you thousands in unnecessary car repairs. Fixed can be installed in seconds on any gasoline car made after 1996. Anyone can do it. No tools required. Save money, time, and anxiety. Get Fixed today. Right now, you can get Fixed for as low as $39 each. Plus, our listeners will get an additional 10% off when you enter the promo code TMOS at www.listentomycar.com. Just go to listentomycar.com and enter promo code TMOS for an additional 10% off the already discounted price for this tiny little thing. It's not even as big as the box.
No, it's tiny.
If you open it up, you can see it.
I installed it literally maybe 15 seconds, mm-hmm. linked it to my phone, and I was able to test my battery.
I was able to test my battery.
Awesome. It was so cool. Yeah.
Very cool. We love it. Thank you for the business fix. We appreciate your patronage. It's very nice to have you with us. Welcome back from the little holiday break, gentlemen. Everybody enjoy their 4th of July?
Yeah, it was nice and cold here in the district. A little chilly. But other than
that,
it was okay.
How hot has it been down there? Because it's been nasty.
The feels like temperature is usually about 106, 107.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, when I left Washington to move to Florida, everybody was going, oh my God. Every GD person that lives there, oh my God, how can you stand? Well, the summers in Washington are, you're in a swamp. So yeah,
it's worse. It's probably worse in D.C.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible.
And with the tall buildings, the air is stagnant. It stays perfectly still.
Yeah.
So you had a good 4th of July, Oscar? Did you go to the top of the building and stuff like that?
For 4th of July, I ended up actually going to Big Shooter's house. He had a big pool party.
Down in the Carolinas?
In Oakton, Virginia. It was wonderful.
Is he an enthusiast of under-the-counter fireworks?
We didn't stay for. We wanted to get back to the city before all the checkpoints broke out, and
they
couldn't get back
into
the city.
Did you leave before the fireworks?
Well, the fireworks are right next to my house. So to come back home, you can actually see the fireworks from the bridge right down the street.
I guess the point I'm making: did Big Shooter have his own fireworks?
I do not know. Honestly, I do not know.
What time did you leave?
6
o'clock. I'm trying. 6 o'clock.
Oh yeah. God, because it didn't get dark till 9:15.
Maybe seven. Seven o'clock.
Daytime.
Yeah,
BBQ
it started at 1 o'clock. So
okay,
all right.
Long fun day for the Santanas. Santos was there. He went swimming.
Shannon drive home.
Oh no. Shannon had too much champagne, so I sobered up before we left.
Attaboy.
Yeah. Champagne.
Champagne.
Dan the fan great man
time.
Pain.
Great town. That's when I heard the Dan. That's when I heard the fan commercial on the way down there, and I was like, man, Dan, that dummy, he should be walking in all these fan stores and selling his Dan the Fan Man commercial.
Just take the commercials that we've done.
That's what I thought. That's what I was like,
and
yeah.
That would be wonderful. I'll get to Rob. You did you go to the fireworks this year and take booze with you?
No, we had a curveball thrown to us. My cousin Andy has just bought a house in Round Hill, Virginia, and
Round Hill?
It's beautiful. It's one of my favorite parts of Virginia.
It's a little further out than Leesburg. If you kept going out Route 7, his address is actually on Route 7, but out there, I believe it's just called Loudon Street.
If I lived in Round Hill, Virginia, I would be broke because it's just over the mountain to go to the bad place.
Yeah,
it is. It's super close.
He built a brand new deck, and he's got a beautiful yard, and he invited the family over, and I had an impromptu get-together with my family.
Acreage?
He's got like 3 acres.
Man.
Yeah, it was
good. Did they have any like homemade fireworks there or anything like
that? They had some, you know, like out of the front of the 7-Eleven stand fireworks, but then at the end of the night.
So neither one of you like really
attended the fireworks in D.C.
And I saw
You were driving to, or did you drive back to see them?
They're like 9:30, 9:15. I drove back to D.C., walked down to the Key Bridge, stared at the fireworks, and said, Shannon, I'm hungover now. Time to go.
And also, we had proximity. There's a park by Stephen's place, so we were able to see the fireworks from his yard. So we saw some big stuff. And then driving home on Route 15, I don't know what display we saw, but we saw a great one as we were just driving down the road. Of course,
Carrie was driving,
not me.
We had the most unique time ever. I watched fireworks from my buddy's lobster boat, which is you don't get any more down east than that.
Pretty
you don't
get cool.
Any
that's
more
awesome.
Maine than that. The only thing about these fireworks they had in Bar Harbor, and I don't know, I've watched them from afar my entire adult life. I've never been on top of.
Could you have seen them from your family's spread?
I was told by my family that the people that were back at home they could see it, but they seemed extremely low to the ground, and I have no idea why. Because I think maybe there's so many people now. At least up here, that do their own thing. We went into a fireworks place to purchase some sparklers for the little guy, couple of Roman candles, and those little snakes that you put on a board and you let them burn.
Yeah.
And
they had a lot of those on a Capitol Fourth. If you watch that show on PBS, it was Barry Bostwick lighting off snakes.
What? Snakes.
Great television.
By the way.
Which really looks like a turd.
You
light it and it turns into a giant turd.
I watched the Capitol Fourth on the replay.
Sure.
Garbage.
Oh, it's horrible.
I was like, what is going on?
It's the worst television in the world. It's the worst television
in the world. They moved the stage to the Capitol steps.
Yeah, right. It's bad news.
Something different. I was like, this doesn't look hip. It looks like you didn't spend any money on a stage.
What was it? What fake Motown act did they have this year? Did they have a Temptation?
They did?
Yeah, I thought they always bring in like one of the Motown acts that they've brought in like 40 different people through the years. So there's no original Temptations.
They had the acapella group.
I always think they have like a closet down on the mall in Washington, D.C. with Gary Sinise in it. And they just knock and it's like, Gary, it's Veterans Day. We need Gary, it's the 4th of July. Can you come? Gary, I know that.
I was going to say, that's what he's like on some sort of contract. I know what day it is.
So ours was on the 4th. Prior to that, we went to the, we're coming out of Bangor, Maine, and there are 20 different places. Oscar, you patronized one of them. You probably
there's
went
one
to the
by
same
the
place
airport, as I recall. Oh, big one, right? One. Yeah.
There are tons of them. And we hit it maybe on the 3rd, which was crazy. And it was crowded. And
why do you
like
suppose it was crowded?
I have no idea. We walk in, and their efficiency is. They know it's right around the 4th. They know this is their go time.
Right.
They got people. I think they had 2 salespeople for every 4 people that were in there shopping.
That's
it was
good.
That significant. So I go in and you got to put an ID up there and you sign a little piece
no
of paper.
No lighters it's allowed all, inside, Mike.
Yeah. There are no lighters.
Can you put that cigar out, sir?
I came in with my big fat Corona, and I was smoking it. And said, you got to put that out. I'm like, why?
What is this, Russia?
And they put the ID up, and I walk in, and my specific question to the I could have asked 3 people. There were people all over. Yeah. I said, I need something for little people, like sparklers, that kind of little kids' fireworks, nothing too intense. And she goes, oh, right around here. And they had a whole
section.
They
didn't think you were talking about dwarves, did they?
No, it was just, it was very well organized for like sparklers. And they had the extra long, cheap ass, and I mean cheap, half of them work. And it's buy one, get one free.
BOGO!
Yeah, and this is great because did I talk about this before? Did I get my fireworks before we left?
No.
No, because it was on the 3rd that I stopped by this place. So we walk in, and I meant to write this down, but I didn't because I was going to ask you. I thought of you guys immediately. Mm-hmm. I walk up to the counter, and I've got Roman candles. She goes, well, a couple of them have a pretty large, loud retort. I said, well, Daddy has an occasional loud retort, so I think that's... That's A-okay. The loud retort will accept that. And that, look, you're not going to piss off your neighbors a little bit unless you have the bang.
Yeah.
And I wanted a couple of the Roman candles with the bang. And it's just like, and if I can duplicate the sound because I did it a few times, that's like.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I know my neighbor like over on the right when I'm down at our family cottage.
Yeah.
Like, can't.
What is he doing?
I know, I can't believe
how
this
are they? A disc jockey.
Think of the dogs.
White from
trash.
Florida, you know.
Yeah, very much from away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From
white
D.C.,
trash.
But really.
We'll get to that later in the show. I'll deal with how I'm valued up here.
New Hampshire.
Not. I do it every year, but it's terrible. Hope everybody enjoyed their dinners with everybody else.
Oh,
anyway, so I'll get to that in a minute. So I go in there, and because my natural journalistic instincts, I'm at the counter buying. I think $26, $27 worth of fireworks. Hardly anything at all.
That's not much yet.
And I look at the lady, the little young girl, 19, behind the corner. I said, counter, and I said, "So what's your single day sales record during this time?" And she looks up, gets a little twinkle in her eye, doesn't answer me, and just points. And I look over, and there's a tote board.
No way.
Like you would see in Glengarry Glen Ross. There's a tote board. There's a name, and then there's
awesome.
A figure next to it.
That's
you'd like
great.
To know the top of the list.
Yes.
Oh, how much, man.
Well,
how much
of all,
was sold to this one? Yes.
What was one of the lower figures on the tote? What does it take to merit being
couple
on the
hundred
tote?
Bucks.
Okay, that
Cup
makes
three,
sense.
$300, $400.
All right. So how much was the
wait,
most?
Wait. Now, just for further, I guess, perspective, you would say... They give the name of the person that bought it, not the name
they
of the person
the
that
name,
sold it.
It might be both. It might be both.
Okay.
Because I think they've got the salesperson's total, and then they had another column with the name of the guy that spent.
There's one guy
was told. I asked, one guy, one day, one trip. That's
wow.
it.
Wow.
Vaguely remember this tote board when we were in a store similar to
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
They get excited about who, because they make it a badge of honor.
Well, it's also, it's like it's a guy, well, for guys at least, it's like, you know, you're measuring, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, you're measuring your schwanstucker.
Yeah, what you're going on. Right. I'm going to say, if you're going to we threw a nice party for roughly, I would say $400 with the fireworks. Okay. I would say 5 years ago we bought, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's about right.
So inflation, you got to factor inflation.
Yeah, 5 years. If someone's, you know, pulling it out and throwing it on the kitchen table. Let's say it's $2,000.
Okay.
I will say based on what we did, and what we did was pretty spectacular, but we're rubes when it comes to it.
Yeah.
We're not big time.
What we did up in Maine, you're talking about?
Yeah, we did a good job, but I would have to say it has to be higher. I'm going to say $5,600.
You are so close. $6,000, over $6,000.
Oh, wow.
A guy showed up with a pickup truck, filled the pickup truck.
$6,000. Throw me the tough one in. That's awesome.
$6,000.
Winner.
Wow.
And filled his pickup truck up and went off and did it. The stuff they have in these stores now, you can have a full fledged neighborhood fireworks.
Well, it looks like you're at the park or down at the Capitol.
The advantage is you can blow most of this stuff up over the water.
Yes, you have a good placement
there.
That's
a big win. That's a big win.
That's what I get.
Because in Maryland, you can't cross. And Mike, you'll probably remember this. In D.C., you can sell fireworks. They sell fireworks, right?
Okay.
But if you cross over that border into Maryland, it's handcuff time with the fireworks in your trunk. Like, it's illegal, right?
Mm-hmm. Even like the real lighthearted, like Virginia fireworks, like fountains and sparklers.
Virginia's
and
fine. You can't go into Maryland with fireworks.
Okay.
All right. That's what and I remember sitting when I was a kid, I was like, hey, Dad, can we just go across state lines? Like, even Georgia Avenue, like in Silver Spring, because they'd always have the stand right on the line.
Right.
Right.
And he's like, oh, Scott, it's illegal. And then I'd always get him from the Haitians. But that's a different story.
That's a good time to break. Thank you very much. That's nothing like a racial
Maine's
slur.
Maine's a lot of... my Haitian friends.
Your Haitian friends. Yes, I have Haitian friends. Yeah.
The twins.
Sec passe, non boule. I speak Creole, so there you go.
That's very
They're
nice.
They're twins, and their parents didn't care.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Lady love.
There's now a new way to experience TMOS. Not only can you hear it, but you can now see it.
Brought to you in living color.
The Mike O'Mara Show channel is new and improved on YouTube. Now, you can watch Mike rob an Oscar in real time every morning, or you can watch it later that day.
Hey, that's something everyone can enjoy.
Just tap the bell and subscribe. You'll get notifications when the hilarity commences. Be a part of the revolution that over 4,000 proud B1s are taking part in every day. The Mike O'Mara Show on YouTube.
YouTube.com/Mike O'Mara Show.
Get it now. And
you are in the know. That's wonderful. Thank you, Jim Amato.
James,
God,
great.
It keeps giving. Kills. Even on the 4th of July Absolutely holiday. Kills. Welcome back to the show. Brought to you by Filter Easy. When was the last time you changed your home air filter? I bet it's been a while. And you're supposed to do it at the minimum 4 times a year. And even more often if you have pets. That's why you need Filter Easy. Brand new air filters delivered right to your door. When a new air filter comes to your home, it's a physical reminder to change it right on schedule. You can't miss it.
Right.
Comes to your front door. Get up there, change it, easy peasy. No more forgetting, and you don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extra.
True.
I always like to say extra.
Extra.
Extra
filters.
I got me an extra one. The Environmental Protection Agency, that's the EPA.
What?
Ranks poor indoor air quality as one of the top 5 environmental health risks. They still do it that way, even though the administrator just got canned. In fact, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air.
Bad guy.
Be safe. Super like the
Wasn't
bad
it like
guy.
A Chick-fil-A was a bridge too far?
Be safe. Clinical studies show that air filters sufficiently reduce indoor air pollution, resulting in better breathing and preventing disease progression. Filter Easy is a convenient subscription service for something you actually need. It's a no-brainer solution. That's why I subscribe to Filter Easy. I actually walked my mo-in-law through the process down in Florida.
Piece of cake.
Just for our listeners, you can receive your first order free by visiting FilterEasy.com or by calling 855-910-EASY. That's 855-910-3279. I've installed 3 of my filters since we started using Filter Easy at the O'Mara household, and they are the best, and it's easy to do.
It's so great.
Make sure you use the offer code TMOS. Sign up today at FilterEasy.com to get your first order free. Breathe easy and let Filter Easy do the remembering for you, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. So everybody had a good 4th of July.
Wonderful.
Correct?
Yeah.
So much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So much fun.
I do it every year. I know I do it every year. I know that it's something that I try to avoid. I'm not going to burden you this year. I'm not going to do
with what?
A half an hour on my insecurities, and because then Oscar ends up saying, Mike, you feel that way everywhere you go, and I'm
would
not
never
going to
say
do
that
it.
Again. You know that, Mike.
I don't want to deal with it this year. Suffice it to say, is it suffice to say or suffice it to
I
say?
Think both are acceptable.
Suffice to say mm-hmm. that
to say I'm keeping it real. You're keeping it real.
Yeah,
it is. I need to find my happy place. I need to find my happy place.
Let me ask one question before.
I'm happy with my wife and child. I'm not happy with anybody else.
Is it better now than it was, say, 5 years ago?
Oh, absolutely not.
So is it worse or is it static?
Okay, but we're not being fair here.
It's worse.
You have to give a little background.
You do.
Because nobody really knows.
I am the youngest
about.
In a very extended family of about 7 people. I have felt insecure most of my life coming up here. I feel as though that my family members are all kind of plugged in up here, and I am not, which is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets old sometimes because I'd like to see them. I bought the house up here to be closer to the fam, and this is going to be my own paranoia. My sister's family does stuff with me. I'm included in that, and it's very nice. It's nice to see her. We've gotten together a couple of times. We'll be getting together this week, so that's no problem at all. With that said, I feel as though just the people that are up here, the family members, the friends of the family members, that there's just there are not enough years on the calendar for me to ever really get plugged in here. It's never going to happen. It's just never going to happen. And because of that, I feel like we are kind of out of the loop. And when you're in an environment like this and you're out of the loop and you say, hey, what are you doing? We're going to dinner here. We're going to dinner here. We're going to friends. We're getting together with friends. Everybody up here has been plugged in to each other for 30 years.
Right.
Everybody. And I haven't been. And it shows. And so you get to a situation where you just, you have to make a choice. You either go in the other direction and not sweat it. Got my own friends up here, or you brood, which is not a good way to do things, and you sit here
brood.
But the reason I went on my buddy's boat is because last year, people would just wander over that I don't even know and I don't even see, and I was so pissed about it. I told that story last year.
I remember
how that happened, and this year nothing was going on. And I got like the day before the 4th, I got a few texts from people, and it's just like, hi, we were wondering, no. No, sorry. This year, bye-bye. I don't.
Well, you don't appreciate being used. The fact that your family's spread up there is one of the most ideally located pieces of property in the state. And so one day in 365, you become quite important to a lot of people.
And that's it. And I kind of, I tired of that. And so we moved on, and I won't. But it culminated with just, it just wears you out. And I'm not going to deal with it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say, I move on. But it always makes me feel, people have written about this. There's a reason people get into show business. They get into show business because they try hard. And I've been trying hard my whole life.
Are we all the youngest?
I'm not trying anymore.
In our families? Huh? Are we all the youngest?
I am. I know
because,
that.
Now, I was an only child, but because I was so close to the aunts and uncles, I was sort of like the 9th kid. So, yeah, I was the youngest, too. Yeah.
Mike's the youngest.
Yeah, and you're the youngest.
Yeah. And so you just, it's just old, and so you move on, but it still sucks
and it stings. It's got a sting.
It's just not fun. It's just depressing. And if you dwell on it, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And
how's Carla handling all this?
She does better than I do. I think she does better than I, but it's the same thing. You just kind of feel, I said, on a number of occasions. Well, I'll give you the quote. I wrote it.
Please.
Oh, good.
All right. This got to me at some point, probably late in the vacation, where I was sitting there going, my neediness. And I said, it just got to a point where we made a couple of overtures. There were other people doing other things. Mm. And it just, when you get together with anyone, it didn't really happen for us. Carla's response to my neediness. This is why I'm married to this woman.
Okay.
Because she is, she's my rock. If I don't say that enough, she is a wonderful, beautiful on the inside and out. Mm. And I looked at her and I said, man, it was just one other example of, hey, there were people getting together over here, people together, and there we were, my little guy, my wife and I, all by our onesies, not with a big family gathering, not with a big social gathering. It just didn't work out. And poor me, first world problems, it's not a big deal. But I looked at Carl, I said, man, this just gets me down. I said, you know, is it me? Can you tell me something? Can you tell me something to build me up, to lift my spirits, to make me feel like I'm a better person? I feel like I'm just persona non grata up here. Can you say anything to me? And Carla, she's so kind. She looked me in the eye, and she met our eyes met, and she said, "You said I didn't have to do that anymore."
Oh my God!
You know it's great anymore.
Anymore, yes, that's it.
Because it's been a thing in the past.
Yeah, you said you said I didn't have to do that anymore. Thank you, Carla. I appreciate that. So it was a great week.
You've met your quota for life.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. So I can't. And you guys get tired of it too. You know I do that, and I only do it up here.
You also do it in one other place, which is Florida. And any other place where you live.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But think about this.
What?
You have such a wonderful online family.
Yeah.
Yes.
That maybe
this is my family.
Maybe it's unfair to your real life friend. You're like in the second life world of, you're like, your online life is better than your real life socially.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So
yes.
Maybe the expectation, and I've run
I
into
could
this
get
as
a
well.
Thread. In 10 seconds, I could get a excuse me for my little chest cold here. I could get a thread in 10 seconds.
I thought that was an emotional voice crack. Yeah. I didn't think it was a cold. Not.
10.
Well, right up here. I did everything to guilt Chad into inviting me over to his house.
Didn't you have a past where you weren't ever to be at his pool?
I was banned, right?
Yeah, how did that happen?
I have no idea how that happened.
How many, were there a reasonable amount of... couples to single dudes.
Everybody's growing up. So a lot of couples.
There were some couples
single
finally?
Dudes. Oh, yes.
Wow,
yeah, that's good.
That's good.
So,
oh,
that's right. Yeah. But I had to guilt him into inviting me because, and he'll say that's not the case.
How did you leverage it?
Well, we were on the air. It was the day before.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, man.
That tells you all you need to know is the day before.
I didn't get that text about the pool party tomorrow. Must have missed that. Maybe I was in a dead zone. You know, and he's like, oh no, I didn't send a text out and he didn't because his wife sent it out. And then I got one like at midnight, the day of, which I was
so
cool.
The wife, how do you get along with Princess Stoops?
Awesome. She's the best. Absolute best.
Okay. All
so right, I like, and it was not a non-invite invite. It was 11, maybe when I saw 11:45, mm-hmm. I responded before midnight. I said, we will be there because I wanted to go
swimming
and hang out with my friends.
What time did you get the invite for the party the next day?
It was the night before, 11:45.
That sounds like a non-invite invite.
Well, Mike, I tried to forget about that and moved on, and I had a great time.
That's like,
it was one of the best 4th of
July. Send it now. He's probably asleep.
One of the best 4th of Julys I've ever had.
Meanwhile, on his nightstand, voot.
The best. But I had realized that let's put that aside, right?
Because
this is a big thing.
Because that's non-consequential that it came in at midnight.
Well, I don't even process it that way. I'll take it any way it comes because I frankly, I only make so much of an effort outside of my work life.
Okay.
So it's also my fault, right?
Well, that's what Carla would tell me. In order to be a friend, in order to have friends, you have to be a friend.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I don't make the effort that I should either.
Because you are fulfilled with this.
Yeah, but I think I want it all to come to me easily, and it requires effort. In order to be the social butterfly, you have to be the butterfly.
You have to be aware of what
the other butterflies are doing,
yeah.
You know? And I sit back and wait. I sit back and I do last minute invites too. I'm not a big planner. I'm not a super big planner.
But you have a different lifestyle, if we're being honest, that most people that are my age, at least, like they have calendars laid out for the next 6 months.
But also,
they have kids, there's school.
To counterbalance that, in this day and age, it's easier to be a last minute planner because you don't need to like mail out invitations and save the dates. If you want to
when
do
we
something,
were in Manassas,
you could do an email
we Manassas,
blast and know
and
instantly.
That's fair.
When we were in Manassas and I was around a lot of people, Carla would be able to blast out something on a Tuesday and we'd have a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
The way it used to have. It doesn't work that way anymore.
Well,
the signal strength isn't that good
where you live.
And it's just not, but I mean, everybody else is plugged in and there's a lot of planning that goes on and there's a lot.
What did Teddy do this
year?
What did Teddy do this year?
Teddy and we went down to the parade with Teddy and his family.
That's fun.
Where's the parade?
On the 4th of July in Bar Harbor.
Okay.
And right. Yeah, you saw the, I posted the picture of Tim Bertina.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yo-ho. She was there. Okay. Yeah. Yo ho.
Yeah. Yo ho.
She is, yeah. By the way, looking, she is good. Cut. I was like, man.
How does she, Mike, how does she look
Tim
younger?
Tina.
It's stunning. She still manages to look stunning.
She is
stunning.
Dazzling. A knockout.
It was lots of hippies and you know, candy for the kids, and it was wonderful, and that was good. So we got, you know, when I look back on it, yes, I did have family. Cousin Teddy, if it wasn't for my cousin Teddy, I would be a lonely man up here. He is always thoughtful enough to drop by, even if it's a last minute thing. He will always post. He will always show up. And my sister's also very good.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What happened is that Tim Bertina brought up the same search as Justin Timberlake. So I went from Yo-Ho right into Tunnel Vision.
In the news.
So, yeah, well, that's a teaser wonderful, then, is what that is.
But I have to. So enough of that. No more whining. Fine. I'll deal with it. I'll tell you anything. And as we get into the meat of the summertime, I will update you as to how dissed I am on a semi-regular.
Well, we are in the meat of the summertime.
Well, no one's up here.
Mike,
so,
keep
so
a, right. You got to keep, yes, a ledger. Ledger, yeah, that has names and dates.
How about I keep my, how about I'll keep a slight book?
Yes.
An S-L-I-G-H-T, a slight book.
Yeah. Or a fireworks store like Tote Board. This is the person.
I'll put it on a chalkboard. Slights this week.
The person that slights pissed me off the week most was this person. Right. Da da da,
yeah,
da.
Yeah.
It will be cathartic. Yeah.
And
they're for
Carla and me. We're gonna keep a slight book.
Yeah, oh, I love
you
it.
Know what? I'm gonna task Carla with it because she's more organized that,
yes,
way. And she uses her little notepad. I said, yeah, keep the slight book. I said, was that a slight? I believe it was. Write it in. Put it in the book.
Put it in, yeah, the book.
That'll be fantastic.
And
now,
then when
the
you leave,
I want to,
you're,
you,
like, this, mm-hmm, is why, and send it out.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Copy
slides
them all.
But anyway, we go over to Bar Harbor, which is the main tourist center up, yeah, here in Maine, and we're it's just Carla and me and my little,
it's,
guy.
So quaint.
And Carla says, you know, we're checking out. We want to get the little guy a bowl of ice cream, and mom and dad are going to have a little toddy, little, okay, afternoon toddy. And so we go to one place. We go up on this deck. It's super hot. Even up here, it's very hot. The guy comes over and said, we're just going to have a drink. She's going to have a hard cider. I'm going to have a beer. And hey, can we get some ice cream? We don't have ice cream. Oh, we promised him ice cream. You know, it's kind of, that was his thing to get, yeah, him to sit with his two alcoholic parents to have a little ice cream.
We're going to go get you some ice cream.
So Carla says, let's go down to the Irish joint. The guy was real cool about it. He said, if you don't have ice cream, that's the only thing we promised the kid. You know, sorry, you don't have ice cream. Said, oh, no, we have pie, and pie. So I said, no, sorry about that. So we go to this other joint, little Irish pub.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let's go ask them at the door if they have ice cream. I said, yeah, we have some ice cream. We can get them some ice cream. Put some chocolate sauce on. We're like, that's great. So I said, do you want to sit down at the table? I said, why don't we just, there's no one here. It's mid-afternoon. Let's sit him at his first Irish bar and watch him eat his ice cream.
Oh,
be
no.
Funny, right? So in this Irish pub, they've got the kind of bar stools that are leatherette, round pads that, yeah, sit on top of like a four poster, mm-hmm, or a three poster.
Mm-hmm.
Probably nail studding around the edge,
yeah,
and not swiveling.
And not I don't know if they were swiveling or they were just loose.
Okay.
But I sat on the first one, and after I sat on the first one, it was like really kind of rickety. And I said, uh-huh, what beverage is that?
That's a LaCroix. It's a grapefruit seltzer.
Well, that looks good.
It's very good.
Refreshing.
Is it in the refrigerator?
I brought a couple from home, but I'll probably, okay, bring in a case
anyway,
soon.
So anyway, I'm sitting there, and the first one's loose, and I know, you know, from I was a pub owner.
Yeah.
I know loose bar stools. So
I know from stools.
Yeah. So I moved over to the other one. And, you know, I'm a man of larger carriage. I'm trying to lose weight. I've been moderately successful, but not as successful as I want to be. But I get on this other stool, and I start to just adjust myself a little bit. And I move one way. I move the other way. And then the leather part of the bar stool shoots out from under my ass like a frisbee.
Uh-oh.
And what I'm left with is the teetering, and it goes down. I collapse from the 4 feet of bar stool, and I go straight down. I mean, mm-hmm, it is complete, and I wish I could find the falling sound effect, but of course, I've never chosen, because I'm a lazy broadcaster, to memorize my soundboard and actually know what I have. So that's the way that goes.
Woo-hoo!
I'm trying to find the, yes, thank you. Cream thump, like that. I'll find it like an hour after the bit's over. But I did fall from the top, and I don't know if you can see the
bruise. Oh, you bruised! Yeah! Look at that.
And I landed right on the artificial hip. And I'm talking about the kind of thing where it's like, Jesus, oh my God. Yeah, and they run around from the bar, and everybody's like reaching for me. Like,
sign this
that
quickly.
I'm not going to get up.
Yeah.
And then I said, no, I'm fine. And I hurt like you would not believe.
When you said you were fine, were you not fine?
I was not fine. I thought I either screwed my back up or worse, maybe did some damage to the hip, but I didn't. And then I finished my Guinness that I was having there, and the little guy's ice cream came, and Michael slid up the bar stool to have his ice cream, and all of a sudden he goes,
no!
These have been either improperly glued, or they're sitting there like, I looked at the screws, and there was about that much screw poking out of the top where they hadn't been re-screwed in.
Yeah, never retightened.
So they haven't been tightened. We have to tighten bar stools in the restaurant business. You have to do it every other week, at least. Minimum, just to tighten them up. That's the way. And bad places don't do that, and that's the way it went. So I fell. And
how did Michael react to your fall?
He laughed heartily, along with his mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carla was the one that was laughing.
Well,
most,
it's even worse because you're at a bar and you're falling over, so they don't like, oh, look at, oh, her father must be a raging alcoholic.
Typical. It's nice they brought him out for the holiday.
And then I looked at Carla and I said, are you going to ask me if I'm all right? And she looked at me and said, you said I didn't have to do that anymore. So that's wonderful. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Rob Spiewak and car accidents when we come back.
Oh, you flash a smile. That's the arms of the age. Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, they work every day to make you laugh, and they ask for very little in return. One thing you can do is go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click that Amazon link at the top every time you want to buy something. I mean, just the other day, I had to buy more dog poop bags, and I went to Amazon directly. Then I thought of Beluga, his poor blind bug eyes squinting as he does his business, and I thought, do it for Beluga. Click that Amazon link at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com and let him know you care.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Here's a fact. I've never had a better shave than the shave I get with Harry's. I can't even tell you how many of the Sherry's berries. The Harry's razors I have lying around the house here.
Yeah.
I love them. Harry's knows that switching razors isn't an easy decision, so they created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's founders were fed up with overpaying for expensive razors. They did something about it. These razors have unnecessary features, and they overcharge you. That's why they bought a factory. Harry's did. Mm-hmm. That's been making some of the highest quality blades in the world for over 95 years. They've been doing it a long time. They sell directly to you over the internet. They can offer their blades at just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more for the leading brand. Plus, if you don't love your shave, let Harry's know within 30 days, and they'll give you a full refund. Get this special $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know that I sent you to help support the show. Start shaving. Start saving while you're shaving. Is that theirs or ours? Just out of curiosity.
That's mine. I like it.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's the part. It's yours?
Yeah, don't you love it? Start saving while you're shaving.
Brilliant.
Shut up, Pony.
What did Pony say?
Don't give him attention. That's what he wants.
What did he say, Pony?
Oh, it's brilliant. Brilliant, Rob.
What a dick.
What did he say?
He said it's brilliant.
Oh, he can't hear.
I can't hear
because he's not being pushed on the talkback. We'll fix that.
Okay, we'll fix that. We can fix that.
Yes, all right, anyway. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So, Rob Spiewak, you had a lovely fourth, but the only thing I heard from the... peanut gallery in the beginning of the show is that Julia had a little problema. Is
yeah, you know, she's out and about now in her PT Cruiser. Still doesn't have the flames on it. I'm still pressuring her to put those flames on the side of her PT Cruiser.
You're pressuring her?
Yeah, because I think that, you know, she made that offer, and I think she should do it. But she does have a big, fuzzy, pink steering wheel cover.
Okay, see, that's personality.
That is. Yeah, that is.
So, and the fuzzy dice.
And now, see, I'm thinking, because I'm the father of two daughters, too, I think safety. First of all, she's in that nasty box.
Yeah, that death trap.
I don't know what the... the crash rating is on a PT
Cruiser.
Oh,
it's great, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the best.
Yeah, it's
sure
very it's similar. When they do a simulated crash on a PT Cruiser, what they do is they take the foil off of a baked potato. And they try to make it stay the same shape, and then they get Chrissy Metz to jump up and down on it. And I've seen it. It's at the end.
Always Chrissy Metz with you.
Well, I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Carrie and I are hanging around the house. It's wickedly hot in D.C.
Yes, wicked hot.
And so it's like hot enough, like in the morning, you have to pull the shades and turn lights off and just keep still, because even with the air conditioning running, it's dicey. And the landline rings, which is not common in our house, but we still have the landline. Yes. And Carrie and I pick it up at the same time, and I see that it's Julia. And she says, "Mom, Dad, I'm glad you're both on the phone."
Ooh.
In such a way that makes me think that she's probably not really glad that we're both on the phone.
Oh, no.
She said, "I've been in a car accident." And right away, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" She says, "I'm fine." I said, "Well, what happened? Were you at fault?" She said, "Yes, I was at fault."
Dear God.
She says,
"She all right?"
Yeah, she's fine.
I just have to ask, even though it's after the fact, I'm sure she's all right.
And actually, she really oversold it. She needs to do better than this. What happened is she scraped a car in a parking lot. She scraped it good. I mean, she did damage to the other car. We had to swap insurance information and all, but she's fine. She was with Caleb, the boyfriend, who is still in my good graces. And I said,
"Where were Joshua and Noah and Jesus and Judas?"
Well, Jesus was supposed to be there, but he told us to wait 3 days. He'd be
back. Is Caleb from a religious family? It's such a religious name.
No, he's not really. He's not.
Caleb.
No, and I believe that he does have a Noah in his family. There's another oddly named brother. So I don't know. I've got to get to know. I've only met the mother once in passing, never met the father. So
Caleb. Caleb. Caleb, this is your father. Where are my tablets?
What is a qubit?
Don't you mean your iPads?
Yeah, the iPads.
Caleb.
So, and she said, "But Dad," and now she's starting to cry because she's very upset.
Is she on speakerphone?
No, Mary. She's on,
is she on speakerphone with you guys?
No, she is on the regular her
so
handset.
So you both are on
landline, and she's
okay,
on.
Okay, so you're waiting for the announcement.
Yeah, and she's starting to cry, and she says, "And the person I hit only speaks Spanish, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know what to do." I said, "Okay."
It's a scary moment.
I said, "Okay, it's happened
to
everybody."
That's the problem right there. I've been watching the TV.
Assimilate!
And so I said, "Where are you?"
And that wouldn't happen if we didn't have those porous borders. Just kidding. Anybody that knows me knows I'm just kidding. Sorry.
So I said, "Where are you?" She says, "I'm by the thrift store and the subway in Leesburg on Catoctin Circle." Mm-hmm. I said, "Okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
What was she doing there?
What was she doing there? This comes to play later.
I see what Oscar's doing. Oscar's trying to just get her whereabouts and stuff.
Well, because like the boyfriend this is, in the morning is an X factor.
This happened overnight, in the middle of the night.
No, it was 11-ish, 11:30 maybe.
Drive of shame or something.
No, I think
like
it was,
in the morning?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
11:30, right during The Price is Right, yeah.
Okay.
So I go over to get her, and she's there, and they're standing in the direct sunlight, squinting at two Hispanic women, and they're trying to talk back and forth. One of them speaks better English than the other.
It's always race with you.
Well, no, this was a big issue because she was upset that she couldn't communicate what was going on.
Leesburg, like heavy Latin population.
True.
You know how I know this?
How?
Is the Circle K or whatever drugstore that's out there next to One Loudoun?
Yes.
Where I gas up every time I have to drive back
into
the
city. I know exactly the gas station you mean.
They have Latin snacks in there that I could only find in the Mercado Latino here in D.C., which says to me that they're moving them off the shelf, which also indicates my people have taken over.
I like the phrase Latin snacks.
Latin snacks.
That's a new podcast on the More Network. Latin snacks.
Man, if you're looking for pork rinds, you usually get the Utes.
Yes. Yeah.
But no, they got every kind there. They have Brazilian snacks in one of them. I was like, this guy's really international.
I like the Brazilian snacks because they don't have any hair in them.
But at a gas station.
Do you have some Carpiti Cruiser? I'm for a drive today. Yes.
Julia!
Julia! Very impressed with the selection.
Well,
thank you.
A great development happened between the time I left the house and got to Julia. She found out that the lady at Subway spoke Spanish. Mm-hmm. And so she did the translating for Julia to apologize, which is, by the way, Julia, that was
tell
very kind of you.
Tell them they're an a-hole. No, I'm sorry.
Julia, never apologize for a car accident. Ask if they're okay, but never apologize. And then what was funny is that the lady at the Subway was a teen who obviously was armed with high school Spanish and was growing frustrated with the dialect. And she said to Julia at one point, I don't know. She says that it's her mother-in-law / sister-in-law. I don't even know what that means, but that's what she's saying. So they finally get it worked out, and we swapped the insurance information, and I looked at it. It was a pretty good exchange of paint.
Yes.
I think it can probably be buffed out. We've not heard from the insurance people yet. We shall see. So that's fine. Julia's fine. And I said, Julia, why are you here, though? Why are you at this little shopping center? We don't usually come here.
Dad, I'm buying pot.
She said, well, we were hungry and I wanted to go to Chipotle, but Caleb wanted Subway, so we came to Subway. And I looked at Caleb and I said, You caused this!
Caleb. God will punish you.
This $5 foot long is now turned into a $1,500 order.
Yeah, exactly. You got the meat lovers sub, Caleb.
And he looked a little bothered for a while. And I said, so if you would stop eating for once, Mr. Pantry Starer, which he does, he comes in the house and opens the pantry.
Oh, is he a big foodie? Does Caleb like food?
Yeah, and he's thin.
Yeah,
he's tiny.
Well, look, your pantry's probably like any Disneyland food mart for any skinny man.
That's true. I mean, you know what? That's true.
Oscar, Rob's pantry for Caleb is for like... Look at that. Oh, my God.
Mike, I know the
feeling. Welcome to the Carbohydrate Carnival. Known as my pantry.
Caleb is looking at the pantry, Rob. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Look at that.
He's like, I'm dating his daughter, and they've got snacks.
And the other thing that I found out is that Julia didn't even know she had scraped the car. Caleb called her attention to it. So as far as Julia being an attentive driver, maybe a B- at best.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Just off the top of your head, work with me here.
Okay.
Number one item in your pantry that people would probably think was a pretty nice little treat.
Oh, you know
and
what?
I know you've been dieting, but I'm
not
about
do this. Not. Do not even, you don't go deep on this.
No.
Because for a skinny man, I used to go over friends' houses that had snacks.
We are wicked.
Anything goes. You're like, whoa, what's that?
You know, I am not a guy that really sweats financial or nutritional details.
Yes.
But right. I've sat Carrie down and said, you must stop buying potato chips. Because at any time, there are 5 different flavors of potato chips in our pantry. And Julia likes the weird ones. Salt and vinegar, dill. Oh. Then there's regular kind. Robert likes the barbecue. And
any
then,
sugary snacks in there?
Oh, yeah, of course. There's usually cookies. Robert loves Oreos. So that's the only chocolate he'll eat.
That's all you need. I'm
you have a 7-Eleven in your pantry.
And Mike, cans and cans of tuna and chili. Chili for days. If you want canned meat, I'm the place to be. Okay? But she's okay.
Hormel?
No, actually, Stag.
Can you take a picture of your pantry?
No.
Come on.
If you're good, if you behave. Okay.
That's like a food
Stag
porn.
Chili. That's right. By the way, that's chili only made with mayo. That's chili only made with penises.
That's right. That's it. And also, Mike, the label, fully nude.
We will take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, lady.
Hey.
It's me, Andrea, your heartthrob from the Italian mob. Have you ever thought to yourself, the one thing missing in my life is a nice Italian cannoli? Well, you've come to the right place. In an effort to please the female
Stag
audience,
choice.
The Mike O'Meara Show is letting me have my own show. But I won't be alone.
That's right! Dan the Fan Man here to tell you about our new show, Cannoli and the Cream! Our brand new radio show that has everything! Hijinks, low jinks, and in-between jinks!
I am the cannoli as I am tempting, Italian, and oozing for you.
And because I'm white, I'm the cream. And that's about it.
So come and listen to our new show, Cannoli and the Cream. And get it while it's still warm and bursting at the seams.
Available on the Less Broadcast Network.
Thank you very much. All right, very good. Thank you, boys. Welcome back to the Mike O'Bara Show.
It was gross.
That's why I moved on, the gross factor. Welcome back to the show brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories?
Yes.
You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they will do the rest. They keep track of all your precious memories, all your photos, all your movies. Then they send them back to you organized, digitized on a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's really like magic, and it takes care of something that you probably all want to do. You get your originals and your new digital files back in a few weeks, and they do keep you updated in a wonderful way. I have used Legacy Box.
Yes.
You are going to love it. You'll love it. My mom passed away a couple of years ago, and I truly, truly cherish some of the videos that I had of her, a full video that I made when she was 80 years old, and they digitized it. It's fantastic. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started for a limited time. Our listeners can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45. Or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS. Save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past, people. Do it today.
News!
Boo! Hi, everybody. Witnesses, a great day in O'Mara land. Witnesses
really?
Supposedly saw Justin Bieber propose to Haley Baldwin.
What?
Whoa!
At a restaurant in the Bahamas on Saturday night. Nobody in the joint got it on video, though, because Justin's security made everyone put their phones away.
Put your phones away!
Because, quote, something special was about to happen.
Man.
Yeah. But Justin's parents may have confirmed it on social media. His dad, Jeremy, posted on Instagram saying, quote, at Justin Bieber proud is an understatement. Excited for the next chapter. And his mom, Patty Mallett. It's Mallett.
Mallett
Patty Mallett had. She tweeted, quote, love, 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 love. Yes, that's right. Intellectual achievement. Haley's dad, master thespian Stephen Baldwin.
Great tweeted, actor.
He tweeted, quote, God is moving in the hearts of JB and HB. Let's all pray for his will to be done. Love you two so much. Thank you, Stephen. So that's and she looks bright and he looks bright.
It's going to be a great Thanksgiving. When dad and son-in-law get together and talk politics, perhaps.
Absolutely. Should be a lot of fun.
Or maybe do a Sudoku.
That's wonderful. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has overtaken Warren Buffett to become the world's third richest person. I thought you might need to know this.
Face, Warren!
He's now worth $81.6 billion, about $373 million more than Buffett. It's crazy that $373 million is just one step up. Zuckerberg only trails Amazon's Jeff Bezos with $142 billion and Microsoft founder Bill Gates with $94.2 million. I like to mispronounce their names.
Billion.
Where is Ms. Mallett on that list?
Where's Patricia Mallett?
Patricia Mallett, yeah.
I'm not sure. Now, for the first time, the three richest people all made their fortunes from technology. I love technology. Probably knocked that out a couple of times. Really, I probably watched it twice over there. I love technology.
In the modern history, I don't think there's any movie that gets funnier with repeated viewings than Napoleon Dynamite.
Well, Napoleon, you can leave. Anyway, Zuckerberg just passed.
Have you ever looked into time travel?
I've been checking it out myself.
Okay, Kip. Zuckerberg just passed Buffett on Friday. What's her name?
Tawanda?
Summer Wheatley.
Summer
Wheatley. And I do a nonverbal impression of Summer's boyfriend.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry. He's always mugging for the camera.
He's a millennial.
I'm an idiot.
He's
so
a millennial.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Facebook shares climbed 2.4% the other day. That's why he got there.
Ah.
Congratulations, Dan. All right. This is Pedro. Travis Pastrana. I got all screwed up with when this was going to be on.
Pastrana. History Channel, right, yeah.
Because
I saw it after the fact.
Pastrana.
Yeah, because Pastrana. The History Channel did what not the promote it.
The History Channel sucks with promotion. I
yeah, they
swear
really do.
I mean, really. I mean, get this out there.
Especially when they're making history.
Thank you. Well, Travis Pastrana paid tribute to Evel Knievel during a special on the History Channel last night that no one was told about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Called Evel Live by completing three of his most famous jumps. If you don't know Travis, he's a 34-year-old motorsports competitor and stunt performer. He's been a superstar at the X. Okay. I don't need the full bio on Travis. Thank you very much.
Would you to hear the audio of any of the three drums?
I would like to hear him jump the fountains. Let me finish it, and then you can play that.
Got it.
The first jump he recreated was Evel's 50-stat car jump for a modern technology jumper. Yeah. Not a big deal. He did that at the L.A. Coliseum 1973. Travis jumped 52 cars and was even dressed as Evel. His second jump was a recreation of Evel's attempt to jump 13 buses at Wembley. Evel couldn't land that one, but Travis did, so he cleared 16 Greyhounds. Mm-hmm. And finally, this is the one I want to hear. Travis recreated Evel's most famous stunt, the one where the terrible wreck happened.
Yeah.
Jumping the fountains at Caesar's Palace. He attempted it on New Year's Eve 67. It didn't go well. He crashed. Got really almost died with that crash.
Comatose.
Travis did clear the fountain. So Travis Pastrana, let's listen to what I didn't get to see.
Just know that the weight of the bike was a big issue.
Yeah, because the power of it, they had to make it heavier than it ought to be. He said it was bad at landing.
But a modern day jumper would not use the same weight of the bike that Evel did. So
that's what screwed him up.
Yeah. But a modern-day jumper like Travis, he used the same type of bike and actually did it.
It was a custom-built Indian bike. Yeah. And
really?
What's great is that the fountains are 140 feet, and he cleared 149. So he actually had room to spare. But here's the actual jump.
I think this is going to be it, folks. Travis Pastrana, he will go!
I could watch that 20 times in a row. I think it's pretty great.
I'm going to find it tonight. Something you might want to watch with your son. He'd probably love it.
It's fun to watch. It really is. And the fountains, I don't think it's that big a deal with the space, but it was just the fact that he crashed became the big thing.
And
but I think he had to get a lot of air to get over those fountains.
Magnificently scenic, too. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to jump over those fountains. It's something you don't see every day.
I'm a golfer. You guys know this. This next story is because I'm into this because this will be so cool. Some people think golf can be boring on TV. I know this. This might be different. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are planning a $10 million head-to-head winner-take-all showdown. golf.com says they call it, quote, an 18-hole death match, which sounds very exciting. Of course, it would be even better if it happened 10 years ago, but we can't have everything. It's been in the works for a few months ever since they played a practice round together, and apparently it's on. They're going to have a one-on-one mano-a-mano match for $10 million. Winner take all.
That
could be very fun. They're still playing decent enough golf where it'll be a fun match to watch. Wow,
that's cool. Phil Mickelson is so great at coming in second.
$10 million.
Yeah, it's you know what, Tiger is so close to putting it together. I mean, it just seems like he runs out of gas. It might be an age thing, but also you got to realize how new his comeback is. I mean, it takes a while, and he's been out there, but I think Tiger could still win this year on the PGA
and it,
Tour.
Will it be on Fox, do you think?
I have no idea.
Because they could really junk this up. It would be a lot of fun.
As long as Natalie Morales doesn't have anything to do with it. A new study in Germany scanned the brains of 30 men. Half of them wore neckties while they were being scanned and half didn't. And wearing a necktie constricted the veins of their necks so much that it reduced blood flow to their brains by about 8%. That's enough to potentially slow down your brain's processing power, or worse, in extreme cases, it could even cause a stroke. The good news is you're probably fine as long as you don't wear your tie really tight for long periods of time. Duh. Just loosening it a tiny bit should help you avoid any issues. The entire disc jockey population of America said after this story, who cares?
Hey, I was wondering something, Mr. Dr. Medical Guy. If I were to loosen my tie, would it not be so tight?
Oh, that would help you. Well, that would be just fun.
Well, then I'm going to loosen my tie. Yes, and maybe switch to an ascot.
Mike.
Brain power could work a little better.
To dovetail on that story, and if you have this, I apologize. there is a new line of corporate clothing coming out where you could have what looks like essentially dress pants,
yeah,
but they're more comfortable and they last longer because more people aren't wearing, they're not dressing up for work. So these casual professional clothing looks like professional clothing, but it's casual. Like it's comfortable.
How do they do it?
It's like wicking material for you that you like will let you like the light material.
Two words, Rob. Synthetic materials. Mm-hmm.
Space age.
No more cotton. Yes, polymer. Cotton just took a giant step backwards. Thank you very much.
F you, cotton.
You know, Oscar, it's funny you mentioned pants because a little something something for you right now.
Yes.
A naked man broke into a home in Edgewater, Florida Friday night.
Edgewater, Florida. Now, where is that?
South of Daytona, north of Titusville, and east of Deltona. Thank you for asking.
I can almost picture it.
Authorities said the victim woke shortly after midnight on Friday to find a naked man, later identified as 19-year-old Sean Plotz, lurking in her bedroom. She said, quote, I woke up and there's a man in my bedroom. That's what she told the 911 operator. Plotz ran out of the back door after the woman screamed for him to leave, according to the affidavit. When police arrived at the home, I'm just giving you the story.
It's just the news.
When police arrived at the home on Kumquat Drive, they said they could see that the victim's home had clearly been ransacked and there was broken glass on the floor and a wet pair of men's underwear was found outside near a window. The victim told police that her bank cards and other items were stolen. Officers said those items were recovered when they found Plotz walking down the road from the scene of the crime wearing only a pair of jeans. Plotz told police that he was walking to his girlfriend's house. Plotz was arrested on charges of unarmed burglary of an occupied dwelling and theft. Police are checking to see if Plotz has been involved in any other plots around the area and also if he had been smoking any plot the night before. Smoking any plot. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. We'll take a break.
His name is Yiddish. It means sit down. Did you know that?
Plotz over here.
Yeah, hey, so Plotz.
Why is the underwear wet? Why were you naked in the lady's house?
Plotz with just jeans on the road.
Oh, jeez. All right, Mr. Plotz. Plot down here, and we're going to book you on the burglary charges, Plotz. Have you been smoking any of that plot? Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun on the audio ball with Rob Skurek right here on the Michael Barrett Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
You have to turn the volume up in order to speak. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon.com through the TMOS website now more than ever.
Please.
Jesus. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day, Rob?
This is something that I wish I had purchased before I went to my 4th of July party. I hope to tell this story very soon. But just know this. Every house should have a fire extinguisher. And this is $10 off right now through Amazon Prime. It's the Kitty FA110 multi-purpose fire extinguisher. You should have one in your kitchen at all times. It'll save your life. If you don't have a fire extinguisher, spend $20 at Amazon. Then guess what? You got a fire extinguisher and you're safe.
Yeah, I was watching War of the Roses the other night with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner. Man, they sure needed one for that.
Holds up
that tree.
Everything except for Danny DeVito's office with the White House in the back, the Washington Monument in the background. You're like, that's the worst office setup ever.
Looks like the whole thing was shot on a studio backlot, doesn't it? It really, really.
I like the scene where he attends to the fish.
Oh yes, yes. Peeing on the fish. Amazon really does have everything. You can find that fire extinguisher more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Remember, the only way can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. It really does. So thank you. Thank you very much. And now, without further ado, open up the...
I'm sorry. I was so little when I watched that movie. because my parents did not care, and I was a latchkey kid, so I could watch whatever was on HBO.
Yeah, I almost took my kid to Jurassic World, but Carlos said I couldn't.
Probably for the best. Yeah. Scary movie for a little kid.
Right.
I didn't know why they were fighting. I would just watch the movie and be like, man, why are they so mad at each other?
And now you're married and you understand.
Oh, I totally understand.
Yeah, sure.
No prenup.
It's the movie you look at and you go, Kathleen Turner, wow.
Oh, she's so hot.
In the day.
Yeah.
The
day, man.
And they were great together. They were a wonderful little on screen.
Because they did Romancing the Stone and the sequel to that as well. Also good. And that was Danny DeVito as well.
That was with the DeVito. Yeah, mm-hmm. They did a lot good of stuff. Movies with Danny DeVito.
And now look at her. Still lovely.
Yes. Still manages.
Good morning.
Look at the audio ball. You want to look at the audio, Mike?
That's how we are. Go ahead, cut off.
Good morning.
There we are. Thank you.
Good morning.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Good morning.
All right. Thank you.
It's funny what sets Arnold Schwarzenegger off. He's very upset of the notion of bringing back coal power.
Ah, yes.
And he put a video on the gram, and he makes a very valid comparison. And besides, is there any Arnold better than Smart Arnold?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Smart Arnold.
Smart Arnold.
It is foolish to bring back laughable, outdated technology to suit your political agenda. I mean, what are you going to bring back next? What if you tried to save Blockbuster? Let's say it is 2010, and Netflix is just about to surpass Blockbuster as the leading video rental service. Instead of letting Netflix succeed, you declare that everyone has to rent their videos from Blockbuster in order to keep that franchise alive. I mean, as a businessman, you would have to admit that it makes absolutely no sense to go through all of this effort to keep a failing business afloat, right?
Right.
So then why the hell are you going through all of this effort to rescue coal? Coal is the Blockbuster video of fuel sources.
Right?
There you are. Why do you sell the coal?
Why are you doing this with the VHS tapes and the Betamax? Right? Yeah.
But what's sad is most of America is not going to pay attention to it. He's absolutely right.
No, he is right. He is right. Yep. This is my favorite tape. This actually broke, I think, late last week. But if I didn't play it, I'd never forgive myself. I guess the reason they chose the name Siri for the Apple assistant is that there are not many words that sound like it. So when you say, hey, Siri, it recognizes it, right?
Yes.
However, Syria... The country of Syria sounds like Siri. No. Uh-huh. And here's a British politician. His name is Gavin Williamson. He's speaking in Parliament. And here's what happens when he says Syria.
This involves the clearance of desert areas, securing the Syria-Iraq border, and rooting out the remaining several hundred terrorists who remain in outposts in the Euphrates Valley and surrounding areas.
I found something on the web for in Syria. Syrian Democratic Forces supported by premonition.
What a very rum business that is.
An intervention.
No, but I do apologise for that. It is very rare that you're heckled by your own mobile phone.
Indeed.
On this occasion, it is a new parliamentary convention, without a doubt.
It just started talking out of his coat pocket.
So it's very rare that you're heckled by your own mobile phone.
Mobile phone.
I like that. That
cool. Also trending on the web over the weekend. Did you see the wedding video that was put together by a professional wedding video service? Couple is from Wisconsin, and this is edited in one of these beautiful syrupy wedding montages, but in it they leave in the fact that a tree branch falls and almost kills the couple.
This is great.
Listen.
But that's what I loved. I was like, those Nike shocks.
And my Under Armour camouflage red sweatshirt. I haven't taken it.
Okay.
And then it dissolves to like the bride on the arm of her dad. It's part of the wedding video, but they scream the F bomb.
And not
it's
like
great.
A little branch, like a big one that would have killed them. Probably.
Yeah, it's
that
at the top of our Facebook page.
Play that one more time. You can hear that branch coming.
I love that first crack that alerts them to it, and then they actually get out of the way. It's on the top of our Facebook page if you want to take a look at the actual video. But here's the sound again.
But that's what I loved. I was like, those Nike shocks.
And my Under Armour camouflage. Sweatshirt. I haven't taken it.
Oh my god.
Oh my. Yes, Oscar.
There's a groomsman in the way back of this video.
Yeah.
It's an Easter egg. If you really pay attention, forget about the branch after you watch. Second time around, there's a groomsman with what it looks like the ring bearer or a little kid.
Right.
The guy, it's so startled by the branch falling that he turns around and falls down face first.
Really?
Yeah. when you see
it, he didn't get hit by the brand.
No one was injured.
It was just so shocking. The guy was trying to get into action, but he fell on his face.
So great.
No one was injured in the making of this wedding video.
Exactly right. And let's close with this. I know we all talked about some of our favorite 4th of July memories, not just this year, but of all time. And I wanted to bring this to you. The favorite 4th of July memories of country singer Luke Bryan.
Oh, God.
Who loves the holiday, Mike.
He really does.
Some of my favorite 4th of July memories were spent on Lake Blackshear down in Georgia with all my family. I was always kind of in charge of driving home from Tennessee and picking up all the fireworks, and my nieces and nephews always got excited when I rolled in because I knew I had all the fireworks. It was always a great memory, and I miss not getting to do that as much as we used to.
I remember one time my licorice hat caught on fire, and it burned for a week and a half.
You gotta stop hating him.
I love him. I love Luke Bryan. He's back on American Idol. That's the Magic Audio Ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, we're doing that tomorrow.
Tomorrow!
And you usually have to catch up after we haven't been here for a week.
That's
Send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32, 101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy. Good concept around the 4th of July. It requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.